You did not obviously give me a chance to tell you about Tshwane, why I've got
right
Tshwane, because the mayor there, it's a, also another arrogant chap who we believe very strongly, and I can not unapologetically tell you of my serious concern with the corruption that we uncovered there.
Ladies, gentlemen, viewers of Worldview, this is Solim Weng. Welcome again to this number one media company. This is where we explore everyone's perspective on things that can broaden our worldview. Now we're looking at the worldview focused on South Africa. And again, I'm going to have a conversation with nobody else, the one and only Herman Mashaba. Herman Mashaba, welcome.
Welcome, Solid, and thank you so much. And I think let me publicly apologize to you. I know I set up this meeting with you just over a week ago for 10 o'clock this morning, and only to discover last night at 10 that I've double booked myself. My sincere apology. I couldn't get it together.
That's fine. There's always a good time. This is a good time. And I don't know how much time I need to spend in introducing him in my shop. Everybody in South Africa knows. Everybody who's watched South Africa knows him. He's the leader of Action SA, one of the fastest growing political parties in South Africa. And here he is again. There have been a lot of movements in the South African political scene, Herman, in recent days. Joburg, Ekurhuleni, everybody's watching what's going on in Gauteng. Are you guys busy handing South Africa back to the ANC that you have vowed never to work with?
You know, it's really very unfortunate, very sad, heartbreaking, solely what really is happening and unfolding in our country. Totally unnecessary. Totally unnecessary as far as I'm concerned. But it's happening, and I think we need to really confront this situation head on. I think why we lost Johannesburg, I think it was really out of... unfortunately, I don't think I need to stand on the fence or sugarcoat. It is because of DA's arrogance and refusal to really listen to us advising them of potential dangers of of other parties not represented properly. Because Soli, I just want you to remind out. I don't know if you are aware that I single-handedly put the DA into the three metros. They put out of negotiations with us 2 days before the election of the mayor, speaker, and so forth. Right. I mobilized on Monday morning to put them into power against their will, you know? And that's how far we really for us as Action SA to demonstrate our seriousness in unseating the ANC.
But there have been different accounts of it. I mean, you guys... made a statement saying explaining this DA arrogance, and then the IFP came in and said, but wait a minute, we didn't ask for these positions. Other people were proposing this position for us that you guys were wanting the DA to give to the IFP. And then apparently, then Mpopalatsi, the former mayor of Joburg, came in and said, but, you know, we all agreed that we'd all go back to our principles. And just before I even went to my principles, the IFP gentleman came back and said, no, we're not interested in that position. So I thought, okay, why do I want to go to my principles for? I'm not doing this anymore.
I think, surely, you know, if you tell a lie, you've got a big problem, because you've got to keep remembering what you said last. I think I've been a salesman for almost 40 years, and I think the mistake you can make as a human being is to lie, because when you lie, in an event, a situation like this, is not an event. It's not a one night event. It's something that you've got to keep reminding you.
Right.
Let me tell you what DA is referring to. After we put the DA into government, with their arrogance, eventually, obviously, when they offered the MPEC position to the IFP at the time, IFP said, no, we don't, we give it to someone else because I believe they had some issues with the EFF. That is beginning of the year, right at the beginning of our coalition at the government.
Right.
And subsequent to that, a month or so later, all of a sudden, a DA present a PA to us. TA, who we started with us after the election, DA brought them to the coalition arrangement. They attended only one meeting with us because DA, when they started negotiations with us, they started talking to all the small parties, only contacted us as Section SA last. And last only meeting that PA attended with us. Mackenzie didn't play out the Menzies weight. It's on record to say, guys, in the opening remarks, I'm in this thing for power and money.
Right.
And it was the last meeting.
He said that. Power and money.
It's on record and he doesn't deny it tonight.
Okay.
He says, I'm in this term. Mm-hmm. So, and obviously then pull out of the negotiations with us, them and the IFP. In fact, one of the last meeting that we had with the DA, IFP representative came. But by then, it had already come to attention that the IFP was talking to the ANC. And I called the Freedom Front Plus chairperson on the side. I said, guys, we believe the IFP is talking to the ANC. It's already on record. Why are we having the IFP person here? And lucky enough, Kone Molde called the IFP guy, and the IFP guy had a decency to say, let me go out. I don't have the mandate to really be here.
Right.
And on that, it was a Friday before Monday of the election of the our first council meeting to elect.
Right.
And at that meeting, obviously, there were some outstanding issues, which all of us wanted to conclude. The DA said to us, guys, we must consult our FedEx. Mm-hmm. But we said, guys, we've got a council meeting on Monday. It's Friday afternoon.
Right.
When do you guys come back to us? They insisted the earliest they'll come back to us is Sunday, 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. I just want to give you this background so that you don't really, I don't have to remember this, you know.
Yeah, sure.
You can check it fact by fact and ask the DA. They said to us they'll come back to us at 5 o'clock on Sunday. But guys, but too tight. We must obviously talk to our councillors. Unfortunately, they said no. From their side, they need to talk to their council,
FedEx,
and we respect. We couldn't force them to.
I mean, Herman, just to interrupt you a little bit, if one of your guys in different provinces were to make a decision to go into a relationship, say with the ANC, without consulting you because they didn't have time to consult you, would you be happy with that?
Well, one of us consulting with
one of your ex-NSA representatives in, say, you know, I don't know, in KZN or in the Eastern Cape or wherever, were to sign a deal with the ANC that we have vowed not to work with without telling you. And then when you ask them, but guys, you know, we don't want to work with the ANC. And they said, but we didn't want to lose this seat and we didn't have enough time to come with you. Would you be happy with that?
Sorry, let's not talk apples and bananas. So here we had leaders of political parties.
Okay.
John Steinhaus and Helen Zille was there. But I was there with my team. So here were the leaders of political parties. So that's what I'm saying is let's not mix apples with bananas. Okay.
Well, I've seen accusations that said, but these people want to take instructions from Cape Town. But it makes sense. If their headquarters are in Cape Town, obviously they would consult Cape Town. They wouldn't just make decisions. Yes, or is that a different thing?
Okay, that's why totally I'm saying is we accept it.
Okay.
We accept it. And I then suggested before closing the meeting, I said, guys, as you are aware, South Africa is aware of this meeting. Can we, as a courtesy, as a decent city of South Africa, issue a statement about what transpired and that there are some issues are still outstanding? DA promised they will come back to us by Sunday, 5 p.m.
Right.
The DA was against the issuing of a statement. He says, no. But he said, guys, it's not. Fortunate enough, you can ask a Freedom Front Plus, you can ask ACDP Co. We all said, no, it's not possible. We are public representatives. We people are aware that we are having this meeting. We have to. So we said, DA, you don't want to be party to this, and we're not going to lie about you. Or are you lying to us that you'll come back to us on Sunday? That's what we just want to report that we've made progress. DA said they'll come back to us by Sunday. We said if you don't want to be part of this press statement, it's up to you. So right. when they realized this is serious, they then accepted. Mm. We drafted a state a joint statement. It is there on record. You can have a look at that statement, what it says. It's exactly what I've just told you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And after agreeing to this agreement, I mean, this statement, they then said to us, guys, can we please agree that no one is going to talk to the media? Every media inquiry must be referred to the statement.
Right.
Okay, so no problem. Friday afternoon, we finished probably about 2 or so in the afternoon. So that's fine, we said. There's no need. This press statement, it's out. Then, you know what happened Saturday morning? I did not play golf in a while. My wife played golf on Saturday morning. I decided on Saturday because I've got nothing to, there's nothing that's going to happen between then and Sunday, 5 p.m. I went to play golf with my wife. I left my phone at home. I come back home 12:30 to 1. My goodness, all hell broke loose. DA had a press conference, John Steenhuisen, announcing to the world and South Africa that DA is not going into a coalition. They're going on their own.
Right.
Do you know this background?
Vaguely, but yeah, you're confirming it to me vaguely. So, but you left your phone at home. No.
Yeah, sorry, so you just disappeared. So what I'm saying is, do you know this background?
No, not as well as you've just explained it to me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. So you're most welcome clearly.
Okay,
I can hear you clearly.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you this background so that you must take things in context.
Okay.
Okay. So then I come back home. The DA says they are going out on their own. We issued a statement, the other coalition partners, all there, Freedom Front Plus, us, ACDP, COPE, to say, my goodness, the DA has just really dropped us. We tried to, we asked them to say, DA, come to your senses. There's no way that you're going to win on your own. So basically what you want to do, you want to give this municipality to ANC because based on the numbers, at that time, remember the time period, already the ANC had already announced to secure IFP and PA and other smaller parties. So they had the majority. So basically, the DA was giving the municipality to the ANC. Sunday, I can tell you, I worked here at my home from 8. I went to bed after 11 o'clock. You can ask John Steenhuisen and how many Zoom meetings Corne Molde arranged with him. Unfortunately, he couldn't move. He says, no, they've decided no coalition. They are fielding their own candidates. But Joburg, with 71, the council has, you need 136. How are you going to get this? He says, no, they're not interested. Their FedEx has made up their mind. They don't want to get involved.
Okay, Herman, said to me.
So.
Yeah, go ahead. Can I speak?
Yeah.
You said to me that, not during this interview, previously, you said that you guys did not vote on the day when Mpopalatse was started. You guys did not, actually you were absent. And you said to me that you don't attend illegal meetings, I understand that. But then wasn't not attending that meeting giving the ANC the leverage to, or would your vote not have made any difference?
No.
It would not have made any difference.
Look, firstly, we're the party that believes in the rule of law. That gathering was illegal.
Okay. So is Mpopalatse likely to win in the court?
We can be given that pun.
If that meeting was illegal.
What I'm saying is.
Something wrong with the connection. If that meeting was illegal, Mpo has gone to the courts to ask for relief. Is there a chance that the court will overturn the decision that was made to take you out of office?
I cannot see how the courts will see it otherwise. It depends on whether the DA is going to tell the courts the truth, because unfortunately, the truth and the DA, it looks like they don't come.
Would you like Mpo to be given reason by the court so that the ANC is kicked out?
It depends what she's going to put forward to the courts, because Mpo actually also failed us, because throughout the 3 weeks before her removal, we got her to understand that your party is arrogant, your party is not prepared to accommodate. Because I'm the one, Herman Mashaba, who, when I realized that we had time after the removal of the speaker, that we are sitting there with a challenge, knowing the ANC is busy touting IFP and PA. I saw a risk. I then got my team. I said, guys, please speak to the DA. And I said, I don't want to pick the DA myself because they don't like me. They hate me. I'm just, if they can hit me with the lightning, they'll do it yesterday. So I said to my team, go and talk to the DA. Right. And I took the responsibility to talk to the other parties. I spoke to Pete Groenewald. I spoke to Tabisi from IFP. I spoke to McKenzie, Jagaita and McKenzie. I said, guys, you know what? ANC is making advances. If we are not really careful, can we arrange and ask the DA to please, let's make sure that we can strengthen this arrangement. Let the DA run the executive and IFP give us either IFP or PA give us a speaker. And that way that we lock these people in, that they cannot be bought. Because remember...
What did the ANC give to these people? I mean, what does it take to get somebody to switch the way they did? Those who switched to vote with the ANC, what were they offered? Is it money? Is it position? What is it?
I think, Soli, you're asking the wrong person. Maybe if you can ask Mr. Palapala, I might be able to answer better than I could. Because one thing I can tell you, that's why we laid a criminal charge. One of our councillors on the day of the speaker's removal didn't attend council. We're the first political party in this country. Within 36 hours, we fired the guy. And one of our guys was offered 2 million rands not to attend council, and he refused. It's on the basis of that we laid criminal charges. Okay. What other people have been offered that I can...
But is it... I mean, the courts don't work on this, who said what, they don't want evidence. When somebody gets offered 2 million rands, is there evidence of that? Can that be proven in court? Or is it going to be a matter of...
Well, the only thing you can do is you give the statement under oath, and it's up to the criminal justice system to investigate. That's why you have a criminal justice system. If it is there, you've got it in a competent criminal justice system, they can go to the bottom of this. But the guy reported under oath, give a statement of the people from the ANC who offered him 2 million rands not to attend. That's all we can...
I have a different question for you. So the ANC is a corrupt party. Under it, South Africa has come to its knees. The Zondo Commission, all the other reports that have come out to show what has happened to South Africa have the name ANC to it one way or another. And now to you, the DA is also an arrogant party. So if Herman Mashaba finds himself faced with a choice between two devils, an arrogant DA and a corrupt ANC, whose results are shown, we live through every day, whom does Herman Mashaba choose?
But I've been really very clear. You want me, must I be on top of the Eiffel Tower or whatever? I've made it clear that I'd rather work with a devil called the DA than work with the ANC. I'm on record on that. That is why solely, even on the day of the removal of Mpo, a day before, a Senate of Action SA made sure at that time, at the day, we already knew it. PA had already written to us that they are voting with the ANC. We gave instructions to our 44 councillors in the city of Johannesburg to say, guys, all of you must be in council tomorrow and you must vote against this motion. And that's what we did. So we're not a party that speaks. That's what I'm saying is, when you don't tell a lie, I don't have to remember.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. But Herman, are you guys trying to recruit Mpo Palasi to the Action SA?
To do what?
To become a member.
What, What value will
I don't know. Everybody says, you know, apart from her being ousted, she's an amazing lady. She gets things done. She was beginning to show that, you know, her mettle, and now she's committed to South Africa, changing things. I mean, she's the kind of person you'd want, surely, in your ranks. ActionSA has recruited some really amazing people from other parties, especially the DA over time and the ANC.
I think Solly, let Mpo remain with the DA.
Okay, so there's no active process to recruit her to ActionSA.
I don't know. Maybe you're doing it on our behalf. I don't know.
No, but you're not answering my question, Herman. Is there any? I'm hosting you. Are you guys trying to get her to join ActionSA after what happened? Not before.
No. Tell me what role will Mpo play in our party?
Okay. So you're not.
That's what I'm telling you straight. I'm saying is, tell me if we as ActionSA recruit can go all out to recruit Mpo Palatsi to do what?
Okay. Do you trust Gayton McKenzie?
Absolutely not. We've made it really very clear to the DA from the beginning when they brought them back into our coalition, because the PA was forced on us.
Mm. But look,
we had to give away a seat in Ekurhuleni,
right?
Just to accommodate. You can imagine with 15 councillors, we had to give PA two councillors in Ekurhuleni with what they've got three or so councillors in Ekurhuleni. We've got 15. DA forced us to reduce two MMCs because they only give us two. So we remained with one. We said, no, you can have it.
Right.
They gave it to us.
So now Johannesburg has fallen back to the ANC. Ekurhuleni is shaky. Tshwane is shaky. What can they be saved from your perspective, or is it too late? Is it just a matter of watching them fall?
Look, I think that, you know, there are certain things one cannot really control. But one thing I can tell you of the two municipalities, Ekurhuleni, in the event of EFF and ANC coalescing, and obviously with the PA, in fact, they don't even need the PA numbers, just the two of them, they've got the majority. So they don't. So the motion of no confidence against the mayor, put forward, Ekurhuleni is gone. I mean, you don't have to be Einstein. This is the question. This is the matter of numbers. So Ekurhuleni is gone. But let me then go to Tshwane, where as a coalition, we've got the numbers. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, for us as ActionSA, we've got very, very serious concerns, which our DA is refusing to address, which are not negotiable to us.
Mm-hmm. Even today, I'm sure after what happened in Joburg, maybe there's an opportunity for you guys to get together and say, guys, we need to make sure it doesn't happen again. Let's look at what went wrong, okay? Let's make sure it doesn't happen again. DA knows that it's been described as arrogant. I interviewed Helen Zille the other day, and it's all over the media.
I wrote a letter on Sunday or so to John Steenhuisen requesting a meeting.
Right.
So to say, look, you know, last week I was on a holiday, my wife and I, because I'd really missed her for a while. So we went to Kenya to Masai Mara. Mm. While I was there, our co-senate had a strat session, because our supporters and our voters can't fall with what DA is doing to us. Then we started, and obviously the ANC made advances to us. I then said to them, unfortunately, guys, I'm leaving the following day on Friday when this matter came to my attention. I said, you guys go and debate. And I'm so glad they met personally last Wednesday, took a very, very strategic decision to say, guys, this party, ActionSA, is a bedchild of a project called the People's Dialogue. Mm-hmm. I can give you cases of all the time going back to society to engage them on assisting us to really make a decision. Right. That's what our Senate did yesterday. I don't know if you saw that went into our platform to see the type of questions and guidance that we are seeking from South Africans to really guide us this process, because we're in a dilemma. We don't want ANC.
But are you asking Johannesburg people or South Africans in general? Because I mean, the residents of Johannesburg, are the ones of Gauteng,
because right. of the three of metros. Houghton.
Correct.
Of the three metros. Mm. They are sitting with this predicament. People are saying walk away from this arrangement, and others say please tolerate DA arrogance. Others say talk to the ANC, you know, and so forth. So that's when the Senate took a conscious decision to say let's go back to our founding principles of engaging South Africans. We launched a platform. Within the next few days, people are giving some submissions on right. the kind of role that we need to take. You did not obviously give me a chance to tell you about Tshwane, why I've got Tshwane, because the mayor there is also another arrogant chap who we believe very strongly, and I can not unapologetically tell you of my serious concern with the corruption that we uncovered there.
Mm-hmm.
2019 awarded a 295 million rands tender to a company called the Blackhead Consulting.
The Sodi. Is Edwin Sodi?
Edwin Sodi.
Right. Okay.
We started engaging the DA while we were contesting last year, campaigning. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, we put them in government. We then really shared with the mayor to say, please, can you tell us, please share with us in confidence how come people of Amanskraal, Rooiwal, they've been subjected to undrinkable water for the last 16 years. Why was this company appointed? Because according to our information, so Edwin Sodi was not, Blackhead Consulting was not on the supply database. He had no clue about the refurbishment of water the treatment plant. His the tender was 40 million rands more expensive. So can you please share this with us? Is this true or not? They refused. Until you can imagine we're in government with them, we had to actually come up with a motion to force the mayor to release a forensic report.
Right.
We gave him 90 days, which I think is more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's now 3 months since August.
He still hasn't done it.
They are refusing to give us the report. So if anyone is a DA supporter expecting XNSA to replace the ANC corruption by another corruption, I can tell you, honestly, I'd rather not represent anyone. If South Africans expect me or XNSA to be complicit to corruption, honestly, I'd rather lose everything than being associated with overt corruption.
This survey that you're running, a consultation process that you said recently, is there a time frame? Are you saying, please, these are the questions we have, we're giving you, say, till next Friday to come across?
Until, I think, midday this Thursday, because it can't be a long protracted matter. We need to ensure that we finalize this as a matter of urgency so that we have a sense of what our people are saying.
Now, do you think individuals in the DA or the DA are or have been benefiting from this Edwin Sodi project tender?
Well, they must just tell us how Edwin Sodi was given a tender when he was 40 million rands more expensive. He has no knowledge. Are you aware the last 3 months Edwin Sodi is no longer on site? When we've been told that he's on site. Until we went, they refused to open the gates for us. You imagine we're in government with those people. Nah?
Mm.
I'm not talking about the ANC corruption, ANC's corruption is written in the Bible. You know, here you're talking about someone you're in government with.
Yeah.
So they refused us access until they admit that Edwin Sodi has disappeared. Blackhead Consulting has
disappeared. Means what? I mean, he's been paid. Has he finished the job?
He's been paid. How much, we don't know. But
surely these finances should be accessed, especially if you guys, I mean, the public, through, there are processes to have a sense of how much has been paid to these people and how much is still outstanding, no?
But tell me, Sodi, we're in government with you, and you're a credible partner with us? Do we have to go to the courts
No.
go and dig things out?
No, you don't.
Or do you think you have the responsibility to share this with us? So obviously, if you agree with that, then I think let's go to the next question.
I'm actually shocked. No, because I'm shocked that this is happening. And I hope that the people of Joburg, South Africa, will wake up to it, because it cannot be allowed to happen. I totally agree with you that you cannot take away a city, a municipality from a party that's hugely corrupt to hand it over to another one that's corrupt. Then what's the difference? I mean, South Africa is hurting. And we are in the state that we are at because of this corruption. So it looks like these marriages of convenience, these post-electoral marriages of convenience by parties are not helping. They're not helping. South Africa has moved into the era of violence. South Africa has moved into the era.
Can imagine, Tolly, if let's say we were cooperative, we wanted to be nice our coalition partners, to tolerate this because we don't want to upset our partner. I'm afraid, Tolly, let me tell you, and I want to tell South Africa, I'm not here to make friends with anyone. This is about my country, the future of my children and my grandchildren. I'm not going to let anyone actually destroy this country under my watch.
We are on the same page on that one. But my question was, if these coalitions have difficulties doing the right thing for the residents, for the citizens of South Africa, what do you expect is going to get better after the 2024 elections? Because we are in the era of coalitions. Surely you guys in the opposition parties side of the South African politics, you have to get together and say, guys, the model doesn't seem to be working. How can we make it stronger now before the elections of 2024? Otherwise, we're going to end up with all sorts of important positions changing hands all the time, depending on who's smiling to whom, who's not. At some point, you also have to say, look, let's give and take. All right, but if you're going to get angry because somebody didn't smile at you and then take away the position from the citizens of South Africa are paying.
Absolutely. I mean, I cannot agree with you more, but please, you don't expect us not to be completely to corruption. When we uncover corruption, you refuse to discuss it with us. If you think we are being difficult, then I can tell you I'm probably difficult. I'll be proud of being really difficult. That is why I'm working around the clock to ensure that come 2024, Action SA emerges as the biggest.
Okay, go ahead. It's okay. We are on.
Are we on? Okay. Yeah. So, the only way a coalition can work is when it is actually led by a political party that would respect everyone. Treat everyone not because of your size. You respect every coalition and people who are there for the bringing their stomachs to the party. You don't really entertain them. People must obviously commit to ethical leadership, commit to fighting corruption. Corruption must be public enemy number one. We must put together a professional public service that we must do away with race-based legislation so that we give everybody an opportunity to really be part of this country. That's why we're working towards making sure that come 2024, we must emerge as the biggest political party to form a multi-party government.
What is biggest for you? How much are you hoping for in terms of percentages?
That's still early. Sorry, we've got
more or less. I mean, what if we look at the key players, and now you have my money, you have Songhi Zozebi wanting to be president. So is it 20%, 40%, 19%, what, more or less?
Look, Solly, this is not an academic exercise. Where to give us a chance. Last year, this time, analysts, look at what they said to us. Said, Action SA is the biggest joke that ever emerged out of South Africa. But today, look at our electoral support. Look at our growth.
Yeah, but it's never going to be 50%. Come on. What are you hoping for? What's the minimum you're hoping for in 2024?
Obviously, we want to go for the maximum, but give us chance. We're still doing our groundwork. By end of this month, by end of October, Action SA will have a provincial chairperson in all 9 provinces.
Right.
While everybody is fighting, we are busy putting structures.
Yeah, but Herman, somebody, let me tell you this. I said to people on my page, I'm going to have a conversation with Herman. And a number of people said to me, you know, he's beginning to behave like what's his name, Ramaphosa. We had so much hope in him. Now we don't understand what's going on. So you need to communicate properly to South Africans. I know that some people will support you, others not. But when you bring people on board, I mean, you need to have a sense of what is the sentiment. I know you're doing it hopefully through this, you know, the survey that you're running. But it's important that you are consistent, or you say, "Damn, I didn't." Maybe some real politic issues that I never see so coming are hitting us. How do we deal with these things? But we don't want to end up with people saying, "We are trusting this fellow. Look at him now."
Okay, the people you're talking about, Soli, do you believe them? Have you heard anything inconsistent from Herman Mashaba? Do you believe them? And who are those people? Because I think...
do you think they don't exist?
No, they exist. I mean, I live in a real world, Soli. You can do whatever you want. You can be Einstein. You can be Jesus Christ or Muhammad. Don't think everyone is going to like you. So, I mean, I've accepted that is life.
But I mean,
I think it's very important for people not to generalize because you once spoke to one or two or 10 people.
No, I'm not generalizing. I'm not even giving you stats. I will never do that because I didn't do stats. But stats, I want to say this to you. One, I agree with your attitude towards corruption. I totally agree with you. And I will do exactly what you're doing. If I were in a partnership with somebody who was hiding stuff that I think is hurting my country, I would, and the very same thing I came into the field to fight, I will not compromise. There's no doubt about it. Two, I admire you guys saying, you know what, let's go back to South Africans and find out what people think about what's going on. That's great. But I also do think that you need to, because the scent is shifting all the time and there are many noises. Every political party is claiming to be correct. You accusing the DA of this, the DA is accusing of this, and PA and IFP, there are too many noises. So there's always a need to clearly communicate. Even no matter how many times you think you said something, you need to keep saying it. That's the rule of the game in terms of communication as a political party and in a field that is as contested as South Africa and Gauteng are.
Our success as a party has always been consistent, and it's about communication. That's why we're in a media every single day, even when people come out with their Stalin type of propaganda. You know what? I studied your propaganda quite extensively, and I know how to really manage, because the propaganda is about lies. And, you know, my view and my team is always, guys, tell the truth. What people say about you, focus on the truth. And obviously, when you go to defend yourself, you must defend yourself. Don't let people lie about you and you keep quiet, because unfortunately, generally, people all over the world are gullible. They read the headlines of a newspaper or whatever, and they believe that. If you don't, obviously, attend to it, it becomes a reality. So those are things I'm aware about, and we are consistent. That's why we're in the media, because we guard against the propaganda. We guard against making sure that all our communication is consistent with what we stand for.
Okay, look, you and the DA don't love each other very much from what I see. But you don't have a But you don't have a choice for the sake of South Africa to find a way to work together, right? So my question to you is this: ahead of sometime soon in the next month, 2 months, 3 months, are you maybe Herman Mashaba planning to call all of these guys into a room and say, "Guys, you see what happened? If we don't work together, can we find a way to ensure that when we work together, it sticks? What is it that you guys are not happy with?" And so that it's not just about Herman, it's about South Africa, right? You need to shift from what is important for me and my party to, okay, how can we all work for South Africa to make sure that we save South Africa from the clutches of the ANC? Are you planning to call that kind of gathering at some point?
I've already written a letter, told you, on Sunday to John Steenhuisen. Got back on holiday on Saturday, on Friday morning. On the Sunday, I dropped a letter. It's the only political party I wrote to John Steenhuisen to say, "John, with all this nonsense that's going on, is there any way we can meet?" Yesterday, the morning, Piet Groenewald sent me a WhatsApp. He says, "Herman, can we meet tomorrow? Yeah. I said, I'll stop everything until 10 o'clock last night, where he says, unfortunately, still waiting for John. And this morning I received a message from John that he's still consulting with his FedEx because he saw in the media that Action SA is busy talking to the ANC. and they come talk to us while we're talking to the ANC. So, I've
what about the PA? But I mean, surely all the possible potential partners in Gauteng, not just the DA, maybe you need to go to get them into a room, not just the DA, and say, guys, let's talk. Some kind of multi-coalition party conversation.
But without the DA, I'll be wasting my time because I can't talk to the ANC. That is very clear. I can't talk to the ANC. I wouldn't want to waste their time and my time. Mm. So without the DA and the DA putting together other parties, so it is the DA because they're the ones who've got obviously more numbers than us. But I mean, to give an example in Joburg, they've got 71, we've got 44. They made can give you tips where they were addressing people that actually say if they get 3 votes in Joburg, they would have done well. We're sitting with 44 councillors first time around, coming from in Sandton, so way to Alexander. So we a small player with the third biggest political party, very close to the ANC and the ANC. We dropped the ANC from last year, from last elections, they had 124. That's now sitting with 91 councillors. That's why they are now using their palavra dollars to buy councillors. DA, they had 124. They're sitting with 71. Action SA from nothing, 44. EFF, who was the third biggest party before we came in, they had 30 councillors. They are now sitting with 29. Right. So we know they're a small player.
Okay, ahead of 2024, are you prepared to sit with Maimane, Songezo Zibi, and other new players to say, guys, how can we work together for 2024? Are you still of the view that nothing will change? You want to run on your own Action SA past the 2024 line?
I don't know if you remember the last discussion I had with you.
But things change all the time.
I want to repeat that to you, and I hope you really like me. You don't want to see me one day.
I like you. Of course I like you.
I'm sure you don't want to see me in a mental institution.
Okay.
So I don't want to end up in a mental institution. Mm-hmm. Action SA is committing to a multi-party government.
Mm-hmm.
But we can only negotiate with political parties that are represented in whatever government. People with a mandate. We can't because Solly decided he's a leader, but we don't know what he represented. So what we are saying is we are committing as Action SA because we know there's no way that we can emerge with 50 plus one. I mean, it'll be a miracle. And the miracles do happen. But we're confident of emerging as the biggest political party in South Africa come 2024. And then, because we're going to need numbers, we'll talk to all the other parties, as long as not the ANC. And obviously, at national level, as long as we hope it's not going to be the EFF.
Okay. So the ANC has been accused of using public coffers to fund itself. Sometimes it's not a matter of directly transferring money from government coffers to party coffers, but to pay for stuff that actually benefit the party. So when you guys allow it to take back big municipalities like Johannesburg, Orlando, Tshwane, it means that if the case is going to continue using public funds to fund itself, do you guys, I mean, is public funding a problem for Asia? Do you guys have enough funds to keep you running until 2024? Or basically, you know, the ANC is going to take it again because it has control of the budget?
But so I don't know. Perhaps you and I we tend to really miss each other because you talk about us allowing ANC into government when we tried.
You the opposition people. I'm not saying Action SA. You guys in the coalition, whatever happens amongst yourself, allow the ANC back. That's what I'm saying. Not Action SA.
I can tell you right now. We are preparing all our councillors in all the municipalities where we are represented to be vigilant, robust the opposition. I said, guys, you are not going to go to council like the ANC go and sing and disrupt. Go out there and use your intellect to argue issues and allow majority to reign. And in the meantime, I'm here to really focus on talking to the voters out there, because the only way we're going to win 2024 is to actually get the voters also to come to the party, because it's very important for the voters to come to the party for us to really become a biggest political party in this country. Right. That's what we're focusing on. But we are not going to focus on things that you don't have control over. Do you expect me? I must go negotiate with the PA. I'm not going to do that. The DA, because obviously at the moment they're the biggest party, and obviously because they've betrayed us so many times, we let them. If they can put together the numbers, I can tell you, Solly, I'm giving you my word, we'll support them to take back the city of Joburg if they can get the numbers back. Okay. We'll give them the support. I can guarantee you that we'll give them the support to remove the ANC, because the ANC is there for looting. I mean, I'm sure you saw the executive that the mayor put together. I mean, it's going to be chaos. I mean, forget about service delivery. So basically, the sooner we can remove them, the better, if obviously the numbers allow. If not, fortunate enough, 2024 is around the corner. So we will do everything possible to use our limited resources to ensure that we get to 2024, and we are going to get to 2024.
Okay, you said to me the last time we spoke that Action SA is currently at the time darling of the media. Do you still feel that way?
No, never said we that we the darling. We get more media coverage. You guys, for some reason, you keep wanting to do us. I mean, you can imagine today alone. I mean, we're not saying we don't. Media, it's some media houses are part of this propaganda, Stalin's propaganda machine against us. I mean, we've never been the darling of, I think, you probably definitely misunderstood me. Please go back to archives.
I mean, this conversation is clarifying things. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're having a conversation. And we're actually talking to the world.
We get more publicity than everyone else. Okay. And not everyone is negative, is positive. Actually, if you look at it, majority of it is actually negative. But one thing, it puts us into the public domain. We are given an opportunity, because every time we say something, we respond that we don't agree with. We don't just go to church and pray. No. We respond. There's a reason why we're in the media. Media attacks us. Media is positive. Whatever it is up to the media. It's not up to us. But I think it would be a wrong impression for us that we're a darling of the media. I think if ever I said this, which I doubt, I would have lied to you.
So is the brand Herman Mashaba the owner of Action SA in the same way that Malema owns the EFF? So people tend to think you guys create political parties around yourselves. It's I, me. Or are there times when your top leadership would disagree with you on a particular decision and you'd accept them?
Absolutely, Solly. I've got, please just go into our website if you don't have the time. If you've got the time, I can tell you the caliber of the seven chairpersons, just the chairpersons of the provinces. And by end of this month, next Monday, I'm announcing KZN. The following Monday, I'm announcing Western Cape. And you look at the caliber of people I'm bringing on board. My success in life has always been to surround myself with people who are cleverer than I am, because I don't know everything. My grandfather taught me this, that your success is going to depend on surrounding yourself with people who are cleverer than you. And you can look at my life. I'm 63 years of age.
How do you do that? You don't look it.
I survive by surrounding myself with the best of people. So by end of this month, in 2 weeks' time, Action SA will have nine provincial chairperson with massive experience. Their knowledge of the political landscape, I would not come anywhere matching that. And those are the kind of people that I want. If you want me to take you through each one of them, obviously I know you don't have the time.
I'll go through.
Unless you allow me, I must give you all seven of them.
No, it's okay. So what could possibly go wrong? I mean, if you look at 2020, four is not very far. We like, is it 18, 19 months from here?
So yeah, what, lovely 20 months to go. So we,
yeah,
we
yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
What would go wrong if ANC collapses this country because they allow the criminal syndicates to cause chaos in this country like they did 8 days in July last year? Those are the things that can actually disrupt the democratic project in this country.
So you...
It's the biggest risk that if ANC can unleash the violence against this country, then it would really put our country at risk. But if things move on the way they are, that's why we're confident that Action SA is going to emerge as the biggest political party in this country.
Okay, the criminal justice system, Batohi, do you have confidence that she's beginning to act on the Zondo Commission report and other people who are dodgy, or do you feel that they are taking too long? The NPA.
So you want me to lie or tell you the truth?
I like it because you tell the truth. The minute you start lying, I won't like you anymore.
Okay. I have no confidence whatsoever in the current the police and the prosecuting authority. I have, honestly, on a scale of
1 to 10,
the police, I'll give them 3 if I'm really being
generous.
Generous. And NPA, I'll give them 4.5, 5.
Yeah.
So okay. I think it's actually quite sad, even to really give the prosecuting authority to 5 out of 10. It's actually quite sad. But obviously, there's more than enough evidence of their inaction to really deal with the cases of corruption in this country.
Do you trust the Electoral Commission of South Africa?
You want me to lie to that?
No, I want the truth.
Okay. I see on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll also give them 3. I don't trust them. But fortunately enough, we are not going to leave them to run as another arm of the ANC. We are going to hold them accountable. Luckily, We have systems and mechanisms in place to hold them accountable. But we don't trust them, and I want them to know that I don't trust them.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, you do realize that once the 2024 elections happen, hopefully the ANC either very, very weakened or out entirely, maybe at least very, very, very weakened, the repairs that need to be done to South Africa, to South African institutional structure, will take more than one political electoral mandate. It's not going to be like in 5 years everything is going to be sorted out, because the damage is really, really deep. Are you prepared for the drop?
Anyone who takes over government in 2024 from the ANC and bring unemployment under 10%, there's no way anyone will achieve it in 20 years' time. The damage caused to our economy, it's enormous. I'm sure you're a boy from Soweto. You grew up using the train network. Are you aware the train network is gone? Buses are gone.
Yeah.
Our infrastructure, our electrical infrastructure, Eskom, I mean, it's scary. So for me, the work I'm doing, I'm not even doing for my children. I'm doing it for my grandchildren. They're the ones who benefit out of this work that I'm doing. There's no way that even my children, I'll be able to really, come 2024, my children will be the beneficiaries. So I'm working this hard for my grandchildren. Right. I want them to actually live in a better country. And solely for information, in the event of ANC coming back into power in 2024, then write this South Africa off.
Do you think
Zimbabwe will be like a Sunday school picnic?
Yeah, that's scary. Do you think that's
a fact? So this is a question of life or death. We've got to save this country.
Okay. Do you think South Africans are complacent? I mean, look at everything the ANC does, all things that are happening in Gauteng politics. Now we're hearing about these packs that are being given to ministers. They don't pay for electricity, water. I mean, they're getting, so there's this thing called the ministerial handbook, which is not out there, we can't go onto a website and say, this is what they're getting. So there's so much secrecy. There's so much. South Africa has been turned into an Orwellian animal farm. And South Africans are still sitting at home saying, complaining on Twitter and Facebook. They're not going out to say, well, this enough, not enough. We don't want this anymore. Do you feel something else needs to happen for South Africans to realize that their country is on its knees, or actually lying on its belly, pretty much?
Well, slowly, for us as Action SA, that's what we're doing. We're going out to ensure that we put all-to-all structures when coming. The only way we're going to win this election is actually being on the ground, not to be talking to Soli. I don't know to your listenership of yours. I'm not going to win election by talking to you. I'm not going to win election by talking to the SABC. I'm going to win the election. We, as Action SA, we are going to win and make an impact in this election if we put people on the ground to ensure that.
I disagree. I mean, you said to me, we are in the media all the time. We're sending statements all the time. Why do you do that if that's not going to help you? You have to communicate. No. Wait. You have to use that. But you don't listen to me. I listen to you. You have to use the tools and the platforms that exist to send your word as far as possible. So, if, for instance, we're having this conversation on Worldview, this conversation doesn't end here. It goes into different platforms. Those platforms are going to help explain stuff about Action SA and Mashaba's Action SA's intentions about South Africa. So, if you think that all the communication can only happen when you go and close those potholes in the streets, no, all of that is part of a basket of things that you have to do in order to reach as far wide as possible. Surely you can't underestimate the value of this kind of engagement.
You and I are on the same page. Okay, I'm not discounting talking to you. That's why I accepted to talk to you, because it's another platform that is critical. But I'm saying is you need I need to talk to Soli.
Not on his own.
Sure. Soli reaches 100,000 or two. I'm saying is you need a combination of all, but I think what is important is to make sure that you've got foot on the ground, got soldiers on the ground, more especially the registration of people with the IEC. We've got over 25 million South Africans who have given up on politics, so we need to really get them back on online. And that's why I'm not saying that's the only thing that you
okay.
So If I did not think it was strategic or necessary to talk to, I would not have accepted having this discussion.
And there are also South Africans in the diaspora.
It's a very important platform that reaches a certain audience. But I'm not saying what I was trying to tell you is that it's not the only platform that we should rely on.
No, it cannot be. It cannot be the only thing that you rely on. And there are also South Africans in the diaspora. I mean, people tend to think people who live in South Africa don't like the country anymore. They're not connected anymore. But a lot of those people, most of those people, if not all of them, have left family, loved ones, friends back home. They read South African media online. They want to participate. They want South Africa to win, because they can only be the best ambassadors of South Africa across the world when we give them reason to be proud of South Africa. How do you ensure that they also get to participate in the elections and they remain positively connected, or at least they become more positively connected to South Africa?
Well, one example of that is talking to you. You in Switzerland, I know you've got a world audience and South Africans in the diaspora and so forth. And what we'll do is, as Action SA, we'll proactively, obviously, circulate this to as many people as possible using our own platforms to ensure that this message goes out. So we don't just really leave it to Soli alone. So we will, our team, as I'm talking to you right now, they're going to package this, make sure that we distribute it throughout the world. We will obviously come 2023, 2024, we have to really make sure that we have representatives, more especially in countries where you've got big numbers of South Africans, to encourage them to really go out and vote. And also not just really vote. We want their pounds, we want their dollars, we want Soli's euros, more especially the Swiss ones are much stronger.
It's not euro, it's franc.
Yeah, friends. So the friend. Yeah, no, I mean, you know. So,
but
so
I'm like a refugee. You see, I don't have a lot of friends. You know,
For people to really give us, five friends. You know what I can do with those five. So that's what we appeal to South Africans. As I told you yesterday, hosted former South African who now lives in Canada. Hosted him for dinner last night, and said, presented to him during the day with my team in the office. And we said to him, please go out there and be an ambassador for us. So we give him the ammunition. We said, you've got contacts that we don't have access to. So we engage, and we're engaging you, we're engaging others. So we can never take South Africans in the diaspora for granted, because fortunately enough, those are people who did not, majority of them did not leave because they don't like South Africa. They left because of what's happening to them. More especially this racist loss of the ANC and this CADA deployment. It's actually quite hurting. And it's not just really whites who've left. I mean, every time I go to London and engage with South Africans who are in the UK, they've been there, some of them, 15, 20 years. They're just about to go in retirement. They thought they were going to retire in South Africa. They're hurting because they realize, you know what? Unfortunately, it looks like I'm going to die here in the UK. And they're really prepared to do whatever it takes to ensure that we can remove the ANC come 2024.
Yeah, I asked this question before, but I want to know if it's changed. Do you sometimes wake up and say, ish, what did I do to myself getting into politics? Or are you even more determined than ever? I mean,
this job is brutal. This job is brutal. Like, and I hate it. Huh? I don't know if I told you last time. I hate this job. That's it. I've said this on many platforms. I hate this job, but I can tell you it's the most rewarding job. It's the job that I don't regret every single day. And I said to myself, just imagine if there was no Action SA in South Africa, what would have happened to the political landscape in this country? At least South Africans are saying, at least there's hope. And one thing that is important is to do everything possible to make sure that we don't let South Africans down. We will know we'll be criticized, but we do everything possible to make sure that we keep our integrity intact. We make sure that we look after every cent that we get. We make sure that we use it properly. Are you aware we, as Action SA, we don't have offices? And we don't have any intention of having offices. Every cent that we get must go towards going to talk to that voter who had given up on voting.
So where do you guys meet? Do you rent hotel rooms? Where do you guys... So you're not going to see like Kosatu House, ANC House, EFF House, Action SA House with the big, bright green and white colors?
I can, if there's an emergency, I can send it to WhatsApp on our Action SA WhatsApp. We can have a Senate meeting tonight. So there's no need to meet regularly or on a face-to-face level, bringing people from all over. So we meet on this kind of platform. But we do, however, like last week when I was away, that meeting which I've requested them to have, I said, please, this must be in person. So they met, hired a room at a hotel next to the airport, because some of the guys flew in, they met on a one-to-one, because it was a very important discussion to have. That's what led to this consultative process that we've now just embarked upon. And beginning of November, I'm meeting with the team for the whole week, because by then, all the 9 provincial chairpersons will be in place, calling a Senate meeting. We're going to go through the whole plan. This will be in person. We hire a reasonable hotel where we go out. We spend the time discussing, have a beer afterwards, and the following morning we go out again. We don't need to really have offices. Absolutely not necessary.
So we are just to close this conversation. Look, I, as a South African who love this country, and I know you do, you know I do, and you do. I am of a belief that we are such a diverse country that it's not going to take one political party to get us out of the ditch that we are in. I really hope, as a South African voter, that you guys, Action SA, the DA, and other good parties that that you, from your perspective, can contribute meaningfully, will find a way to work together And hopefully where there are egos, the egos must be set aside a little bit and say, let's agree on what's good in South Africa. You will agree on some things, you will disagree on some things. This is how we roll as South Africans. And this is what happened in 2024, it needs to happen again. But the minute we think only I can save South Africa, I doubt it's going to be a successful project.
I cannot agree with you more. I mean, as Section SA, as much as we're working towards emerging as the biggest political party, we don't really believe that we can do it on our own. And we are committing unequivocally that we are prepared to work with other parties that share the same values with us.
Okay. Herman Mashaba, leader of Action SA, thank you so very much. I always enjoy your passion. And I know that this is not going to be the last time. And I'm very happy that I'm sure all those guys who need to hear what you've just said, clarified, will listen and hopefully maybe change, adjust their thing. I just think that when you can't say to the DA, let's talk, and then you seem to be insulting them in public, then they're going to, their pride will probably then make it harder for them to come and listen to you. But also, think you need to maybe talk more about the people tend to think you are xenophobic. I keep saying Herman is not xenophobic. He just wants law-driven immigration process. That's why I didn't ask you this question. But it's amazing how many people still think, oh, Herman, he hates foreigners, which is not true, right? Herman, tell them it's not true.
Please ask anyone to go and check with the South African Human Rights Commission, so that I can give you evidence. ANC reported me to the South African Human Rights Commission, asked them to give you the report of Herman Mashaba. If there's one South African who believes in the rule of law, you don't have to ask me. Ask the South African Human Rights Commission the investigation about me, on how strongly I believe in our constitution and the rule of law. And I believe very strongly that for anyone to build South Africa, we've got to continue inviting people of the world to come to South Africa to invest, but they must come here legally. And when they're here, they must respect our laws. And those who come here to running away from persecution of by despots, South Africa has got a constitutional responsibility to take care of those people. Mm-hmm. But they must be documented. And Home Affairs has got that responsibility. We cannot have a situation where we are saying, no, we must not talk about undocumented people. We must hold Home Affairs accountable, because there's people who are coming into our country illegally. They are coming here because they're taking advantage, knowing that ANC government is a criminal enterprise. So it's a playground for criminals. And that has created a problem. So the problem is not with foreign nationals who are taking advantage. The problem sits at Luthuli House. And that's what we need to sort out.
On that note, Herman Mashaba, thank you very much for making the time for me. I wish you a lovely evening, and I look forward to doing this again with you in the future.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the opportunity, and I hope we get another opportunity again. And don't think I don't really respect this. I take this very seriously.
I know you do. I really do. And to our listeners out there, if you've come this far in this conversation, it means you enjoy Worldview. Please continue subscribing to Worldview. Share it as far and wide as possible. And for those of you who would like to advertise on this platform, please do write to us at worldview.help@gmail.com. This is Solomon at Worldview. Goodbye.
Goodbye.